This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Coming up, the return of Who Sucks Less. But first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And one from our question, guys. When I was stationed in Georgia, in Savannah, I got kicked out of a club for setting off fireworks on the dance floor. Georgia has a no fireworks law, so we went to South Carolina and got some fireworks. What really was the final straw was setting off a 25-shot Saturn missile on the dance floor. That from Clarence in Marysville.
Yeah, I like that. Well, Georgia has that no fireworks rule, like specifically in crowded indoor places.
Yeah, most of the time they don't allow you to fire them off anywhere indoors. Birthday, gentlemen, I was hoping to ask for a birthday shout-out since no one remembered to tell you guys. It's my 24th birthday.
All right.
I was hoping some advice from Coach Ted could give me. Maybe a fish sandwich and the dirty Germans telling me what's going to happen to this electrician's apprentice on his 24th birthday. Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Josh the Sparky.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
All right, 24. That's still going to be a hell of a weekend for you. I assume you're going out then. If you're apprenticing for an electrician, you probably got to be to work tomorrow at a certain day. Go out tonight, have some fun. But this weekend, put in a couple pace cars. Main thing is, just make sure you're going to need a Gatorade, maybe some bananas. Have something ready for you at home when you get home.
Yeah, you say you're an apprentice electrician, then I would simply say for your birthday on this day, make sure you plug an outlet.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say you should use a personal pen light.
Yeah. Everything's an input.
See if she's charged.
Yeah.
Rachel, today is my amazing husband, Jeremy's 37th birthday. He works so hard, yet he still comes home and finds time to laugh with me. Yeah. He also sent you guys the sampler of High on Fire hot sauces.
Yep.
That you guys tried last year from Vancouver, Washington. That was a great segment to listen to. So how about I cut that bitch off, a Suck It Up cupcake, and you guys talking all over each other about Star Wars, Ted's favorite, and maybe beer. Thank you guys for all you do. You've gotten us through some many tough days, especially during the heart of COVID. And we love you guys. If you're ever in Vancouver, please visit my hubby at Lewitt Brewing. Thanks, guys. That from the lovely Rachel.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Star Wars.
Well, I don't know about Star Wars, man.
Guys, can I get a happy birthday to my OG friend Dan, great father, grandpa, and friend. Thank you for being so awesome of a human. How about a big old bong rip, a what the F is that, and a penis is too small for him. Thanks, Pajolas. That from Alex.
God, what the f*** is that, bro?
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails. Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. Available at the following locations. Thank you so much for sending in the pics and the locations. If you find the beer, send those to the Men's Room at KISW.com. And away we go. Total Wine and More in Inner Bay. They have the Men's Room IPA for everyone. That from Andrew. Appreciate that, Andrew. Guys, just found the Men's Room IPA at the Rays in Yakima, Washington. The Rays, Essex. Can't wait to try it. That from Nick. Found at Stimpy's Sports Bar and Grill in Kent. Waiting for my sample right now. Thanks, guys. That from Heather.
Way to
Stimpy's,
go, Stimpy.
Stimpy Sports Bar, Kent. Ted, no.
Man, I don't know if Sports I know that one.
I don't know if I do either. Let's see. Men's Room IPA found all the guys on tap at the Old Inn in Snohomish. That's from Andy, Ted's Brody friend.
Oh, yeah. Andy texted me that last week. Is it the Old Inn
in Snohomish?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then somebody else sent a picture of it on Facebook, too. Go tell Andy I said what's up.
Yeah. Guys found it at the Safeway in Belfair. That from Batman. It looks like he broke his elbow. I don't know what he did there. Guys on draft at Toscano's Italian Kitchen in Monroe, Washington. Yeah, yeah. Find it on draft.
Get yourself an IPA.
I thought that was going to be the Batman we know.
I know. That's what I thought at first.
Guys, I'm sure it's been mentioned by now, but this is here at the Bothell QFC on 228th and Everett Highway. That is quite the display. It is also available just up the hill from there at the recently reopened Sid's Handy Mart. Also on 228. Sid, what are you doing to the customers?
All right.
The Handy Mart. Awesome beer.
Open it back up. We need it.
Absolutely love it. Keep up the amazing work you guys do every day. That from the HVACing mechanic. What else do we got here? A couple extra emails. Moving on from the beer. The subject is Ted and the Gentleman.
Ted and the Gentleman. Okay.
From TV Time with Ted.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Ted, what's thank
like,
you.
Do I have a new like partner in crime, and he's called The Gentleman?
Yes, that's a great show. I'm only on the third one. By the way, also your jokes on TV Time get better and better. You should put together like a 30-minute set of comedy for a Men's Room event. That from Mike, great-grandnephew of William. That's how you know it's true. William Wallace.
Well, thanks for the compliment. 30 minutes is a long time.
Yes, it is.
I've done 10. I'm like, 30 minutes? Gracious. Also, The Gentleman, I will remind everybody, this came up Saturday. As you get later in that season, they run into some travelers. Travelers. I got yelled at Saturday night by somebody. I forgot where Oops. Her mother was from.
Oh.
Okay. Travelers. And one more email. This is an entertaining one.
Sarah. Yeah, and I was like, no, we have a rule. And everybody's like, what do you mean? I was like, yeah, it's not a joke.
This says the Men's Room Fart Along is the subject. And it says, fly the friendly skies, bitches. It is D.B. Cooper again. I had to share the story since the Men's Room played a big part in it.
Uh-oh.
I drive trucks for a postal service delivering bulk mail in and around Seattle. One day not too long ago, I took the Seneca off-ramp on I-5, headed to 3rd Avenue in downtown. At the end of the off-ramp is a stoplight that turned red as I pulled up. I had my window down, radio up, since I just got off the freeway. The Men's Room was reading birthday emails, and someone requested this long, juicy fart clip. As you started the clip, I looked out of my driver's side window and saw a homeless man holding a stuffed animal and a sign. When he made eye contact and I started contorting my face like I was the one letting loose, he just looked horrified. When it was done, he yelled, dude! And he turned around and walked away, looking over his shoulder at me once again with a somewhat disgusted look on his face. Thanks, guys. That gave me a good laugh. Hugs and kisses. That from D.B. Cooper.
Yeah.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know who sucks less?
Time for Who Sucks Last. Team of Thrill, who you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck, but it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
And let's just get to it. As I say, this happened over in England, but the mistake of a law clerk accidentally choosing the wrong file from a drop-down menu on an online portal led to a divorce of the wrong couple. Now, a senior judge recently refused to overturn the divorce of a couple that had been accidentally chosen from the drop-down menu. All right. So the couple, referred to as Mr. and Mrs. Williams by the court, they've been married for 21 years. Until 2023, they separated. Now, the couple was still in the process of arranging financial agreements for their separation when the law clerk accidentally selected them for a final divorce order on an online portal. So that saw them legally divorced in just 21 minutes. Now, all attempts to have the error overturned by the judge, they were denied. Because, as the judge says, the public trust in a truly final divorce order was more important. Which makes no sense, because they didn't want the divorce. He says, quote, "There's a strong public policy interest in respecting the certainty and finality that flows from a final divorce order and maintaining that status quo that it is established." Now, on the other hand, the lawyers, they explained basically that the lawyer on the firm used an online portal to mistakenly apply for the final order for a couple that was not actually ready to divorce. They still had financial details to sort out, but as soon as the final order was solicited, the divorce was official. 21 minutes. Now, the lawyers realized the mistake 2 days after it occurred, but when it asked the high court to rescind the final divorce order, the request was denied. The firm insisted the employee had accidentally selected the couple's file with a simple click. But the judge said, well, in reality, one has to go through multiple screens on the portal to be granted a final order. Quote, "Like many similar online processes, an operator may only get the one final screen to do the final click of the mouse is made after traveling through a series of earlier screens." Anyway, one of the representatives there described the judge's decision as bad, arguing that it allowed a computer to say, no, you're divorced. So think about this. To protect the integrity of the system, the judge will not reverse a divorce that no one wanted, meaning the integrity of the system has already been blown up. I don't get it. That's such a weird thing to me. We continue. Now we go to Texas, where for decades, Dr. Steve Benin Jr., he was a transplant surgeon. He gained accolades and national prominence for his work, including helping to enforce professional standards in the sprawling organ transplant system. That's the joke, because officials are now investigating allegations that, well, Benyon was secretly manipulating a government database to make some of his own patients ineligible to receive new livers, potentially depriving them of life-saving care. So the medical center where he works in Houston, he oversaw both the liver and kidney transplant programs, but they abruptly shut down those programs in the last week while looking into these allegations. Now, the medical center said that a doctor in its liver transplant program had admitted to changing patient records. That effectively denied the transplants. Officials identified that person as Benyon. So they released a statement defending him as, quote, "an exceptionally talented and caring physician and a pioneer in abdominal organ transplantation." The statement said that the survival rates of his patients who received transplants were among the best in the nation. So if he did operate on you, this was the doctor you wanted. However, in recent years, a disproportionate number of his patients have died while waiting for a liver. Last year, 14 patients were taken off the center's waiting list because they either died or became too sick. And its mortality rate for people waiting for a transplant, higher than expected. So far this year, 5 patients have died or become too sick to receive a liver transplant. But officials began investigating after being alerted by a complaint. So an analysis found that the hospital was calling irregularities in how patients were classified on the waiting list for liver transplants. So when doctors place a patient on the list, they must identify the types of donors that they would consider, including a person's age and weight, right? That makes sense. Well, hospital officials said they found patients had been listed as accepting only donors with ages and weights that were impossible. For instance, one of the transplants, he needed the liver of a 300-pound toddler. That's what he put it. So no one's going to get that. So if the list was tampered with, patients would not be aware of the changes in their status. So the hospital said in a statement it did not know how many patients were affected by the changes. Anyway, at the time of the shutdown of its programs, the hospital had 38 patients on its liver transplant waiting list, 346 patients on the kidney list. And they're now contacting those patients to help them find new providers.
Okay,
that's a little effed up. And then finally, a former University of Iowa hospital employee, he admitted to stealing another man's identity and using it. for the last 35 years. It gets worse. So on April 1st, 58-year-old Matthew David Cairns, he pleaded guilty to federal charges that he had stolen another man's identity and used it for the last 35 years. Now, at the time of his arrest, he was working at the University of Iowa Hospital under the name of William Donald Woods. That's an alias that he adopted back in 1988 after working with the real Woods at a hot dog cart in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Now, it's unclear how he was able to use Woods' identity in every aspect of his life, but court documents reveal that in 1990, he was able to get a Colorado identification card with Woods' name and birthday. And then the next year, he bought a car in Woods' name. He even wrote two checks that eventually bounced. Now, after driving the stolen car to Idaho, Cairns abandoned it and used all of his money from the Colorado bank using an ATM to leave the state. So an arrest was issued for Woods for the car theft, but court documents don't show whether it was actually enforced. Now, Cairns went on with his adopted life, even married a woman in 1994. He even fathered a child whose last name is Woods, which again is the ID he stole. In 2012, this same guy took his identity theft to a whole new level, mandating to illegally acquire a copy of Woods' birth certificate from the state of Kentucky and then using the information he found about Woods' family on Ancestry.com. A year later, he moved to eastern Wisconsin, started working in the IT department at the University of Iowa. Between 2016 and 2022, he took out several vehicle and personal loans in Woods' name, totaling $200,000. Meanwhile, the real William Donald Woods, he was a homeless man living in Los Angeles. He recently noticed that someone had accumulated significant debt using his credit card, but when he tried explaining it to his bank, a bank employee asked Woods a series of security questions that he was unable to answer because he's not the one that set up the account. So Woods gave her his real Social Security card and an identity card that matched the one on file, but since the other guy's phone number was the one connected to all the accounts now, he had to set up the security questions, and when he was called by the bank, he answered them correctly. So the bank says, well, we have a different number. So they called the number of the guy that stole his ID. Well, he knows all the security questions. So as per the bank's protocol, after confirming that Cairns was the real Woods, the bank employee called the police, and they contacted both of the Woodses. Now, the fake one sent the LAPD a copy of Woods' Social Security card and birth certificate, as well as a Wisconsin driver's license. And considering that the real William Woods was homeless at the time, police sided with the thief and arrested this guy for identity theft. Worse, after he was arrested and charged with identity theft and false imprisonment, he kept insisting that he's actually William frickin' Donald Woods. Well, at this point, the judge, they said he's not mentally competent to stay in trial. They sent him to a mental hospital in California. Because he's like, dude, I'm telling you. He was given a psychotropic medication and other mental health treatments. About 2 years later, he's finally released, and he pleaded no contest to the charge of identity theft. I mean, he accepted the conviction, but he's not admitting guilt. So he's sentenced to 2 years in jail, again, because someone else took his freaking ID. Well, by this point, Woods had become convinced that someone was using his identity. He couldn't just give it up as the judge had ordered him to, so instead he started reaching out to multiple law enforcement agencies. Finally, they tracked this guy down. They finally did a DNA test and it proved that this guy, Cairns, for the last 35 years, had stolen his ID. Meanwhile, this guy, Woods, still down on his luck, but he at least got his ID. 35 years, a mental institution, all this crap, because you're telling the truth. So again, we have the judge that will not reverse the divorce that was granted to a couple that was not trying to get divorced. We have the doctor who's putting some of his patients on the transplant waiting list, but asking for ridiculous, basically, criteria for them to meet. And these people are dying or getting too sick to get the transplant. And finally, this guy ends up putting another dude in a mental institution for stealing his ID for 35 years.
I think it's the judge in England on my end, Ted. He sucks the least.
Why?
Because the other person, the doctor, ended up with patients that were dying.
Yeah.
Patients that couldn't get a transplant. And the other guy ended up in jail based on the fact that someone stole his
identity.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. At the end of the day, they got divorced even though they didn't want to. But that's not death.
You can still be together if you want.
Yeah, and the other guy had to do jail time.
Right.
Which almost seems crazy they didn't just do a DNA test on him beforehand.
They just thought he was crazy. He's homeless. They're like, oh, he's making this crap up.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. Show of the Day is coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I count on minutes. We'll drink a toast with the chat of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, Mike, yeah. Thank you, Miles. Doctors are claiming that it's healthier for men to sit down to pee.
Okay.
I mean,
when I'm super drunk, I will, but generally just stand, aim, fire.
It had to do with the fact that your prostate begins to swell the older that you get, and for whatever reason, sitting down takes pressure off the bladder or something like that.
Sometimes it's just sound.
Sound, and also mess,
it's just
dude.
So loud. Like, sometimes in the morning when you're getting that first one out, it's just like, Jesus Christ.
Right.
I should just sit down.
Can't hear myself think.
And also, the splash in there, it hits everything. You get the little tiny little trinkets that go all over the place. Like, nah, just sit down, dude. You're all good. Pepsi is recalling a zero sugar product.
Because?
It's chock full of sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's loaded with sugar, dude.
Man, can you imagine being that poor bastard drinking that and being like, this is so good. They've done it this time.
I think the problem was actually ended up mislabeling a different product.
Gotcha.
So it's not that it always has had that, but I think they put the wrong labels on the wrong batch. So they're like, look, it's not so much that we care, but like if you are diabetic or something.
Right.
And you're trying to avoid sugar.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that was their position. Like, look, man, we're not saying Pepsi Zero Sugar, whatever it's called.
Dude, this batch is bomb.
Right.
I've been thinking about somebody just trying, you know, to be like, right, exactly. Oh, you know what? I'll just have a zero calorie soda. It's like, God, man, they have outdone themselves.
It tastes like regular Pepsi.
Right? Like, this is so legit.
Right.
Reclining airline seats may be going away.
Good.
Okay.
Right. It didn't do enough anyway. And all it did was piss off the guy behind you.
That's literally the only thing that happens.
You know, and I will say that there's some amount of relief when you get back, just that little extra bit. So I will say, build them with a little bit of recline to them. Because the thing is,
after you
take off, the most uncomfortable time that you have in that seat is when you're starting out. Because those things are all the way up here. But then when you take off, you kind of always are in a little bit of a mini recline. So, just lean them back a little bit.
Why do you have to put the seats up at takeoff and landing? I'm sure it's some safety thing, but like, what is the inherent danger?
I think the jostling of the plane as it's taking off, I think, could damage the seat, depending on...
Oh, so it ain't you, it's the seat.
I think so. Okay, don't right. quote me on any of this.
Mike I'm trying to logic it out.
You know, same thing with the tray table. You got that thing sitting there, and I've seen a busted tray table before, but if you're, especially if you're like, you're leaning down on it and, you know, watching something like that, and then that thing's jostling like crazy, well,
I get
shoot.
The tray table. I go, okay, that's fair, but the seat, it doesn't matter, because I never recline anyway, right. but I'm always like, it's... because they're so strict about it.
It's all about control.
Hey, man,
well, also, like, the airlines, it's just brutal, right? Like, they've made the seats smaller. People have gotten bigger. So then it's like, yeah, just stop doing it with the reclining, because, like, you got everybody squeezed in. Like, then it just starts fight between customers. But again, this is another one of those things where people go, it's my right to recline,
yes,
and we'll argue
is.
With each other instead of being mad at the airline industry.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So, like, right, just take the option out.
You got rid of the ashtrays for the same, right? I already know I can't smoke, but you did me the solid of we're just going to remove it and replace it with a USB port.
Right. But you know what? That's just something that's changing. And in fact, there's a lot of things that are changing. In fact, even financially speaking, there are things that are changing. There are things that you used to just be able to take for free that you can't anymore.
Like, great.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10
things that used to be free, but now people have to pay for them. Sex. But it never really was. It was going to cost you no matter what. Dinner, drinks, flowers, time, a couple of 2-carat diamond rings, pocket change, then your friends, half your 401k, 2 pairs of perfectly broken-in cowboy boots you had for 2 decades prior to meeting and cohabitating with this delightful creature, and your dog. I understand why John Wick is so pissed off.
That's just mean. So these are things that used to be free, but now people have to pay for them. At the bottom of the list, they say museums, art galleries, and national parks.
I don't recall them ever being free. Outside of D.C., give you an idea, so most of the national things in D.C. are absolutely free. There's one you pay for, maybe the Spy Museum. I don't know, whatever. But you go to the Smithsonian, and I mean, these are like the finest museums in this country.
Yeah, the Spy Museum, I'm not positive, is part of the Smithsonian.
Okay, but they're free. But the zoo is also free. So that's where my wife spent most of her time, and we moved to Seattle. We went to Woodland Park Zoo. She almost lost her mind.
Like, what do you mean you have to pay?
Yeah, she was like, are they kidding us? I said, man, you went to the National Zoo, like every other zoo on this planet. You got to pay.
Aquariums,
you went to the one that's free, but otherwise, I'm like,
I didn't know until I was 21. Moved to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Go to the aquarium?
No. I mean, the aquarium you always had to pay for, but like somebody's like, we should go to the zoo. And same thing. Somebody's like, how much does it cost? And it's like, what the F are you talking about? They're zoos. They're free.
Right? D.C. folks got it. Well, they don't have a good, but they got a lot of free. You've got that good, right?
No, it was just already taken out because that's taxpayer funds.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean,
you've already
free.
Paid.
I mean, in one way, we paid for it.
That's what I tell anybody. If I meet somebody in person and they go, hey, Ted, you're from the D.C. area, which I always go, go take advantage. It's free,
absolutely.
But you've already paid for it with your tax money. Go,
it's
kind of
like,
see them.
You know, when you go to a stadium, they don't even charge us to walk in anymore because we all paid for it.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, when it's time you see the Hawks, you want to check out the Mariners, man, mm-hmm. No, I paid for this.
Just let me on it. After the taxpayer money went to pay for it, they went, we're going to keep that money and keep taxing you, and we'll allocate it somewhere else.
Yeah.
No, the deal was that the stadium is done and paid for, then we're done paying that tax. They went, we really like that tax money.
Yep.
We'll do what we want with it. You keep paying it. Like, well, I didn't agree to that.
You didn't have to.
Yeah. They like to start taxes. Don't quite like taking them off. We talked about the airline industry, but free meals on planes.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
At one point, you had 2 options.
They just brought it to you.
Right.
What did I read?
You also bought a ticket, and that was included in the price of the ticket. It wasn't free. I mean, you paid for it.
Right,
when you
bought
the ticket.
But it's kind of like one of the airline catering companies is going on strike, or airport catering company.
Yeah.
I'm like, so what, I can't get pretzels and those cookies?
Exactly.
What did you catering on the flight, brother? I mean, I'm just thinking like, okay.
Now, I will say, man, having done a lot of, you know, earlier morning flights, I do like having those little Biscoffs in my coffee.
The Biscoffs are the jam.
Dude, they are
Biscoffs
bomb.
Are just great in general.
They are. And you know what? I could probably go somewhere and just get a rack of them and just take them with me on my flight. I mean, look, it. There's something.
Where can we get Biscoffs? My daughter loves. So anytime
you can
we get
them,
on a
dude.
Flight.
I think you like, buy them in any grocery. You just got to look. Like, you got to go to the cookie aisle, but you got to look for like this specific one.
Yeah. I had to get her Biscoff by request on her flight back to Seattle 2 weeks ago when I came back from vacation. And coming around, seeing if you want anything to eat, drink. And my daughter's like, Dad, ask her if she has Biscoff. I'm like, let me get
she has
my order.
Biscoff,
please.
Man.
I was like, can you please just get her cookies? And sure enough, they were Biscoff. I'm like, my God, she's like addicted to those things.
They're great. And there's a lot of things that make me feel old, you know, you get to mid-40s. It is crazy. The first flight I ever took, I remember, it was an early morning flight. My brother and my dad to Florida to watch college football. We got free breakfast, Mike.
Oh, nice.
Right now, I'm sitting here thinking about, like, Jesus Christ, I am old.
Yeah.
We got a meal.
For free.
Right.
A deck of cards. Did you get a deck of cards? If you got on a flight.
But it was like a two-hour flight, and you still got a meal.
And there was a magazine sitting in the pouch in front of you.
Yeah. That's the one that drives me wild. Because I don't prepare for my flights enough. Just give me the free magazine.
Right?
Hey, listen.
Come on.
Or Sky Mall. I'm not going to buy into that crap, but let me fantasize and do something.
Things that used to be free, but now people have to pay for them. Bill fees. Paying bills used to be painful, but with additional fees, it's unbearable. Why in the world do I have to pay you?
I know it's ridiculous.
Like, and how's there a convenience fee? You won't take cash.
That's not convenient to me.
Yeah. Right.
And like, I'm paying the bill. Look, I understand I use this much energy or I purchase this thing, whatever. And I'm agreeing, to our agreement. I will give you this money for what I have used in my home. It's like, yeah, we're going to charge a little extra.
Right.
For convenience. Well, it's going to a computer.
Right.
And it's annoying. Nobody's doing anything. It just goes directly into your account. Come on, man.
Exactly.
And convenience
look,
fee.
I understand that maybe there's some sort of software that you are paying for the license for any given year, and I get
but
that.
But that's a decision you made as a company.
Correct.
We didn't make that decision.
And that is a small doggone chunk out of what you're taking out of everybody. And you know, when's the last time you bought concert tickets? And
oh
then all
God.
Of a sudden that ticket that has a face value skyrockets because of, you know, convenience service fees. Like, are you kidding me?
But I don't even get a paper ticket.
Hey.
I can't even keep, like, a ticket stub.
Try many. ATM surcharges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's another ridiculous one. Like, my money's in the account. Right. You guys collect the interest off of it. I understand that. You're investing it in play. All that's fine.
Right.
Why are you charging me to get my own
money?
There's
also certain banks that won't let you walk in more than twice a month.
Yeah.
Big
and then they start charging you for your transactions.
Why?
Say you have a cash business, right?
Right.
And you want to go in there, and every night you
deposit
want to
your cash.
Deposit your cash in the morning, whatever it is. On a personal checking account, if you go in there more than twice a month, they start charging you for the transactions, the teller fees.
That's what you pay your tellers for. Right.
This building used to be named after that bank.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Even though it's owned by an Italian, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Small note, but
not a lot of
that's
people,
an ironic name for something on
not a lot of people that have started accounts with them that don't have them anymore.
I'm one of them, man. I mean, it took me like 7 months. You got to be kidding me.
Right.
You guys are the worst.
I'd say we are named after an Italian guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, American.
All right. Yeah, true enough.
Yeah.
Things that used to be free, but now people have to pay for them. Good call.
Is that your connection? Oh, I'm going to go with Vespucci. That's all.
Yeah, I like his name.
Yeah.
Also, like, it is kind of funny he got credit.
Yeah, that's true.
They went to TV channels. Used to be free. Used to be able that you could just, you know, whether it was hooking up the satellite, which I believe you still can do for free as long as you pay for the satellite, you can get those channels for free. However, can't just get the, you know, your regular broadcast channels for free anymore.
I also wish you could just plug in your TV and it goes. We had to get a new TV recently. So our other one just took a complete S on Friday night. Whatever. Anyway, we got a new TV. We plug it in. You hook up all your stuff. It's like another 20 minutes of just crap that it's asking you. Like, oh, my God,
to
man.
The Wi-Fi.
I will say, even if you're not a huge TV person, you sit down on a Friday night or Saturday afternoon like, all right, let's take some time. And then the TV doesn't work. That's infuriating.
Yeah, that was our Friday night. Me and wife sit down. We got something to eat, something to drink, feed up, turn on the TV. I'm like, you're effing kidding me.
Right.
Couldn't have happened on like a Tuesday night when I didn't give a damn. Things that used to be free, but now people have to pay for them. Shopping bags go on there.
Yeah. Yep.
Now we're getting taxed with those 8-cent shopping bags every doggone time. And I also love, I have a handful of reusable bags. You think I would remember to take them into the doggone
Hell
store
no.
from time to time? Hell no. Of course not.
I know.
Feel stupid every time you do,
I feel
too.
Like a moron.
And I do. I just never remember. And
then you have them in your trunk.
That's what everybody says. They stay in my trunk. That's when I thing. Put my groceries in my trunk, I go, God damn it.
There they are.
There they be.
I don't know why. It's just, as soon as I park, it's like my mind goes blank. It's just like, all right, get my cart, do this, right. do that.
The number of times that we've been going to the checkout lane and I have just angrily shouted at my wife, no, just start checking out. I'm going to go get the doggone bags.
Yeah, I know. It's not that hard. I don't know why. I just blank on it.
Yeah, no. You just don't think about it. Airplane luggage. Up until the mid-2000s, airplane luggage was free as long as it didn't exceed the specified weight. No, you're totally, you know, flying across the country just planning to do, you know, fly right back. You don't need luggage.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. And remember, the airline, and we called BS as soon as they said it. It was, since gas prices always go up and down, this was one of the spikes. So the airlines basically all just said, yeah, to cover the fuel costs. And it was spiking worse than it is now, I believe, at the time. That's why we're doing this bag charge.
Oh, yeah.
Fine. But I remember the quote, the part that pissed me off, and they go, you know, when the fuel prices drop, you know, that'll go away. And I remember looking at my wife, and I said, there's zero chance of that happening.
Right.
That you, like, just say, hey, we're going to start charging you for your bags. We're not, we know you're going to keep it.
They hit phenomenal lows during COVID. You see those baggage charges go away?
No.
Hell no.
What I'm saying, right.
Hell no.
It's just part of the thing now.
Jackasses. Condiments and dipping sauces. Remember when you could just get a doggone dipping sauce?
A quarter, I believe, now. Or 50 cents, depending on where you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going out to eat, it's going to be sometimes a dollar.
It's ridiculous. Really? Are we paying this extra? Like Taco Bell, thank God that you guys are still here.
Yeah, they're still cool about it. Like, sure, man.
Right. Well, we will fill your glove
box. You don't need more than we gave you.
Because I do it a lot. When you pull up to a Taco Bell drive-thru, I'm not kidding you, man. Because they put so much sauce, you just throw it in the bag.
Yeah.
You will inevitably always pop a hot sauce packet with your tire, and you hear it go poof. And then, like,
by the time
you
get
when you're
tires.
Going to, you like, look, you're like, my entire tire is covered in
hot sauce. Yeah.
Now they're for real Firestones.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I remember my brother and I, when we were kids, like, if we went to a fast food place, we would go to Wendy's or a place called Roy Rogers because they had ketchup you could dispense yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You push it out. Right, I'm still a teenager, so it's like my life is ketchup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You need as much ketchup. That is weird. As an adult, you use so much less ketchup.
You do.
And I still
it's
like...
It's too sweet.
Yeah, and I still, don't get me wrong, I still like ketchup with my fries, but like, I don't know, you're just very specific about it. But like, I mean, that was why, one of the reasons we went to Wendy's, so we could fill up all those little cups of free ketchup.
Yep. But then the number one thing that used to be free, but now people have to pay for it. You guys remember the days of free drink refills?
Yeah.
Sure, man.
Started disappearing in the early 2010s, and it's hard to grasp that not that long ago, coffee or soda refills were free of charge. It's still possible to get free refills, but you do have to have an app or get the brand's refillable mugs. This means that these free refills are not free.
They just
all.
Charge you somewhere else.
Exactly.
That is kind of wild. I always thought that was just a standard thing in a restaurant, especially like with sodas. Yep. Like, come on, man.
There's no standard anymore.
Oh, the worst is when somebody, like, you ever been in a bar and just get a club soda?
No.
Or a seltzer water, they charge you. It's like,
really?
Really?
Like, wouldn't you help people who are a little more sober?
Right. Like, I feel bad if, you know, for whatever reason, if I'm not drinking that night or if I do need to sober up and all I do get is a club soda. And then I will still throw a tip out on the table.
Sure.
I will still ask, like, do I owe you anything? And then I'll throw a big tip on the table because I'm taking up a bar stool and you guys aren't making a dime on it.
Correct.
I'm going to tip
you. Which is fair.
Right.
Especially if you're with a group of people and you're going to sit there for a while. But... Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like that should be easy.
Yeah,
I agree.
A student in Ohio has been banned from going to her prom, and you'll never believe why.
I will believe why, but you'll tell me at 5:50.
That's correct, Miles.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum
minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.